Ready, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Be in peace. Amen. You know, a calm mind, a peaceful spirit heals your body. How many know that? You get healed when you start to feel peace. And when you have joy, your body heals. Your bones, the Bible says your bones will heal. Amen. We're going to lift up Dave and Cindy together. We keep them in our prayers. I know they're sitting over there. I can't wait to see them when they finally walk through that front door in the victory for our church. But a victory for who? Our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read together Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Hallelujah. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Hallelujah. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. That's you. Amen. David's talking to you. You read the Psalms, and a lot of the Psalms were written by David. But the difference is he lived these things. Amen. You have testimonies in your life. You have stories in your life, things that you shared, the good stories, things that happened. You share them. You share them with so much strength inside of you. Amen. When you're telling somebody a story, how great the story was, or something bad had happened to you, and how you got through it, you share that story with all your heart. You're telling somebody something that happened. Amen. When David has written those Psalms, he's telling us what happened to him. He's telling us how God lifted him, how God saved him, how God kept him. Amen. So when you read these Psalms, sometimes some of them don't pertain to you for today. But when you read them, understand that these are something that somebody went through that wants to tell us about who? About God. Amen. Are you with me? Now the testimony, I have a question for you. And nobody answer out loud, please. But I would ask you, what matters most to you? The things you have against someone, the things others do that really bother you, those things matter. I know I hear people say, I know this person or that, or things that bother you. Or what things others have against you, what things you do and say that bother those around you. What side are you sitting on? Are you sitting on the side that I don't like this person, and I don't like this person, I like this person said, and is that was the first thing, and how things can people come against you? Are you thinking about, what did I do today to bother somebody, or what did I say today, or what have I done? What things do people have against me? And I would tell you the answer lies in where your direction's at. Amen. And if you put your focus on God, if you trust God, if you really give God strength in your life, then you will realize it's not important about what somebody else did to me. I don't have time to worry about what somebody else did to me. Amen. People carry guilt, and I've seen it. I know. I can tell you this with my hand up. My mother, if she was mad about something you did to her, she was mad 10 years later for the same thing. Bless her heart. The Italian mama I had wouldn't let it go. I said, okay, it's time to let it go. No, but I said, what about all the other things? What? And so you need to look in the mirror. And I wish I could, my mama would have saw that, because it would have saved her peace. Let me tell you, when you worry about what other people are doing, when you worry about what somebody says, what somebody wearing, it's burdensome on you, amen? It ain't on the other person, it's on you, because you can't enjoy anything because you're too worried about what somebody else said to you. And you know, you need to see it clearly, amen, and I'm going to read the Bible, what the Bible says about taking the plank out of your own eyes. I have a whole sermon, I told my wife this morning, I have a whole sermon about something I believe using God's word will change the world, amen, that I think every pastor should preach what I, because, not because of Larry Crisilli, but because what I read in this Bible, amen, I believe we need to understand. We need to understand amazing grace. Are you with me? We need to understand where amazing grace came from and what it means for all of us. But let's get back to where we were, because I get this. I'm trying to bottle it down, because next week I want everybody to be here to hear the message. But every message is important to us. So when you hold on to things, when you hold on to things and you judge other people, one thing happens. You never look at yourself. You never see the things that you say. You never see the things that you do that affect those around you. Even more so, affect your family, the people you love the most, your friends. You don't see that because you're too stuck in what you want to see, amen, what you're looking at. Are you with me? Are you? How you doing, guys? I don't know, honey. They're awful quiet today. Thank you, Lord. I see. Thank you, Lord. You have heard it said that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, and let me just say, these are words written in red, so this isn't me. I'm reading out of the what? And I'm reading whose words? So you argue with him, amen? I say to you, love your enemies. What do you do? Bless those who curse you. What do you do? Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. People want to have a conversation today. I'm going to read it next week too. They want to have a conversation about what's going on today. They want to have a conversation on the end. You got a beginning and an end of everything. Amen. Are you with me? When you're in a relationship, you have a beginning and that relationship goes on, then it ends. And you look back and see what made it begin and what made it end. Amen. Everything has a beginning and an end. But people today, people in churches, I'm just talking to Christians because I got fired up when I read this. Said, well, we need to have a conversation about all the things happening and all the injustices. I said, no, we don't. We need to have a conversation about God. Amen. And the preachers need to be standing up here talking about who? God, amen. Because when you read just what I just read here, you don't have time to demand anything, amen. You don't have time to hate, because God says, love those who come against you, amen. But no, I hear preachers and people standing up there yelling for injustice and yelling that I want mine, amen. And I get fired up. Let me read that again. You have heard it was said. Who says this? So don't blame me. You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. How many want that? Come on, you all do. Amen? Come on, that's right. Thank you, Lord. We all want that. Thank you, Jesus. Judge not that you not be judged. Jesus is telling us this. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. Amen? I'm talking to Christians. I'm not worried about the world. I'm not worried about what they say, but I'm talking to people who profess to love Jesus. Amen? And with the measure you use to judge, it will be measured back to you. Back to who? Now listen to what Jesus is telling us. We got to look in the mirror. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eyes, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Amen. He said, how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. What's he telling us there? What's he telling us there? You don't have time to worry about what anybody else said or did. Amen. You don't have time to pray to claim injustice, because God is saying you're doing enough on your own injustice. You're talking about people. Amen. You're saying things. You're doing things. He said you need to come back to the mirror, look in the mirror and say, take the plank out of your own eye before you start judging what somebody else said or did. Are you with me? Hallelujah. That's God talking to us. You got to remove self first. You got to take it out. You got to look in your, you just got to say, it's not about me. It's about, I want things the way God wants them. Amen. Because how many know there's God's way and there's man's way? And if you mix the two, guess what's going to happen? Bad things are going to happen, because all of a sudden self comes back in. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said, who said? All right, don't blame me. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first of the great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and of the prophets. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to say, Joanne, you don't understand what I went through. You don't understand what they did to my son. You don't understand what they did to my family. They're going to say that. Amen? And you're going to see the end of a situation, and we see it every day. You see the end, and they want to fix it from the end. I tell you, what makes a person do what people are doing today? Amen? I'll tell you one thing. There's no God involved in it. Amen? Are you with me? But let me tell you what they did to his son. They were offended by him, according to the book of Matthew. They were offended by Jesus, his son. They compared his son to the work of the devil. Amen? God the Father sitting up there looking at his only beloved son down here, coming down here doing miracles, trying to bring people to God. Amen? To the kingdom of heaven. Doing things for people. Talking about love. And people down here are comparing him to Satan. Amen? But his father sat up on the throne. Watch that. And then his son, amen, they spit at him. They brought him in and they spit at him. They beat him. They struck him with their hands. They condemned him. They put him to death. His son who came here to share love, amen. And then they brought him to the cross and they mocked him. They stripped him. They beat him. They twisted crowns of thorns on his head. They set on him. They struck him again. They led him away to be crucified. And then they say, God doesn't understand what we did to his son. We did to his. If anybody ever did that to anybody in your family, you'd want revenge. Amen? How many would want? You'd be so mad. But God said one thing. He said one thing. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then we sing a song at church. Oh, we do. We sing a song at church. Guess what the song is? Amazing grace, how great thou art. And we sing that song and everybody stands in hallelujah, and then they go back out and they want a piece of their own again. They want their vengeance. They want something that's owed to them. Are you with me? The Bible says, repay no one evil for evil. Let me read that line again. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves. You want to have a conversation? I'm telling you what. You want to have a conversation? How about those words? Do not avenge yourself. You hearing any pastors talking about that? Anybody on TV talking about that? Anybody screaming and hollering saying, hey, wait a minute. It says in the Bible, do not avenge yourselves. And it goes even further. God bless you. But rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Who will repay? I. God will repay. Amen. Vengeance is mine. So when you see people screaming and hollering and wanting vengeance, you know that they're outside the will of God. Amen. And when they call themselves Christians and they're standing there, I have to say what it is. Amen. They're out of the will of God. Amen. They're not preaching any of that. And I tell you again, there's a beginning and there's an end. Are you with me? Thank you. Hallelujah. Relationships and work and self. You go to work. Anybody had to ever have a job? Everybody ever leave the job that you had and go somewhere else? When you had a beginning of a job, you got there, you're all excited, and the job continues, and you come to an end of the job. For whatever reason, you leave. Amen? Whatever you did from beginning to end is the result of why you left. Amen? How you were treated, how you treated others, your attitude. Are you with me? That's the beginning and the end. So you get, say you get fired or you quit, and you're mad about injustice, then you got to say, you know, I can't fix it from here because here's the end. I have to go back where? To the beginning. I have to say, well, my attitude wasn't really right. I wasn't showing up on time. Or you go to school. You got school students. You wonder why things in school are crazy. You got a report card. Amen? How many get, y'all remember report cards? What did a report card tell us? It told us about the past. The past year for our children. Good student, fair, bad. The end result shows progress or not. There was a beginning to that year, amen? And let me read some things to you. Let me just say, guidance, discipline, assistance, leadership, encouragement, or not. Attendance. How many times you went to school, how many days you were late, how many days you didn't go to school. And don't think I'm just talking about school because this moves on. Stay with me here. Hallelujah. Attendance. How much you did your homework. Your attitude. Amen. Your attitude got you to the end. And you look at that. It had a beginning. How much guidance did you have? How much leadership did you have? How much help at home did you have? How much homework did you do? How much studying did you do? And you get to the end and you fail and you think that the school failed you. Amen. You think somebody owes you something because you're at this point and you got to go back where? Because if you go to the end, it looks like you're troubled and it wasn't. Because there were things that happened. The beginning. You have to go back to the beginning to understand why we got to the end. You can never go to the end and solve the problem. Are you with me? Because at the end, the problem has already happened. You have to fix the problem. In order to do it, you have to go back to the beginning and understand why it happened the same way. Amen? And the same thing in a relationship. Anybody have a relationship and you broke up and it didn't work out and you wondered why at the end? Well, you can go back and look at the beginning and it'll tell you why. You get mad at this person, you don't like this person, but you go back to the beginning. There was attitude, there was guidance, there was encouragement. How was your attitude? Amen? That's how you fix the next relationship. Amen? You don't go into the next relationship mad. You go into the next relationship with wisdom, saying, I know what I did wrong here. I'm not going to do the same thing again. Amen? Hallelujah. It's the same thing in life. How many want to prosper? You want good success. You want money, attitude. You're determined. You want to be successful. Are you with me? Well, let me tell you, that life, that life plants seeds for the next generation. Self-responsibility. There's a word we don't hear very much, amen? Responsibility. Determination, success or failure. And again, I say this to you. Listen to what I'm saying. There's God's way. And then there's man's way. Amen? And if you mix the two, it's not going to work out. Amen? Because you're going to want vengeance. You're going to want your thing. You're going to say self-important. You're going to demand. How many ever seen anybody on TV demanding anything lately? What are they going to get? Nothing. They're not going to get anything because they're demanding something because they don't know the beginning. They're at the end and they're demanding something. I want mine. You owe me. Things are not fair. Well, what happened in the beginning to make things to where they are today? Are you with me? Are you with me? This is so, you want to have a conversation. I said, let's have a conversation, but let's start it with God. Thank you, Lord. If my son ran down the middle of a street with a knife in his hand, waving it like a crazy man, I'm telling you, I know bad things are going to happen. Amen? And you can't fix it from there. I want to know how he got to that point from here. What kind of guidance I didn't give him, or what kind of guidance the kid didn't get that? What kind of schooling didn't he get? Where was his mother? Where was his father? Where were the people from the time he was here till he got here running down the street with a knife in his hand? You can't fix it from here, amen? You got to go back where? to the beginning to fix it. And you got to put God back in it again. And you got to say, you got responsibility. You have to do your attitude. You have to work. You have to be determined. You have to be focused. You have to be disciplined. Amen. And self-discipline. You have to want to succeed. Hallelujah. What makes people do what they're doing? What makes somebody kill somebody else? What makes them steal from somebody else? What makes them walk up to a police officer and spit at him and punch him? I mean, when I was a kid, I'll tell you what, they scared me in a good way. Anybody remember that? You remember when you were in school and you got in trouble and you said, I'm not worried about being in trouble in school. I'm worried about being in trouble where? What happened to that? See, the beginning, there's none of that right now. And so they get to the end and they say, well, look at this. I want justice. I said, sure, let's get justice. Let's go back to the beginning. Where was mom and dad? Where were the schools? Where were the leaders? Where were the people, the moral fabric? Amen. You see, we're letting everything happen and then we get to the end and think we're going to fix it. It doesn't work that way.
I know what I said, honey. I lost my mind.
Lack of discipline. And listen to me. I'm not talking about punishment. Remember everybody said, spoil the rods, and you spare the rod, and you spare the rod. We're not talking about punishment here, amen? Because punishment doesn't work. We're talking about discipline, teaching discipline, amen? Making discipline right. Teaching, you know, first of all, mom and dad. You don't swear at mom and dad. You don't swear at your school teachers. You don't holler at people in authority. You don't demand anything when you don't have that, amen? You go and you have an attitude. It starts from where? From the beginning. What makes people do that? And then I ask you this, for what gain are they doing this? Amen? They don't have a gain because they don't have dreams. They're not dreaming anything. They're not looking forward to something. They're demanding something that they didn't earn yet. Amen? We got to go back to where? Hallelujah. And then I tell you, people want to have conversation. I said, let's have a conversation. About who? About God. And I tell you, where are the teachers of God's ways? Where were their teachers, these kids and these adults doing crazy stuff? Where were their teachers early? Amen. Where are their role models? Where are their mothers and fathers? Because that's the beginning. How many love your mom and dad and you became what they are and everything that they taught you stays with you? Amen. If they didn't teach you, what do you have? Zero. You have the world and you act like a crazy person. Amen. And then you get to the end and somebody said, there's injustice. Yeah, there's injustice, all right. It started in their home. Amen. Take the plank out of your eye. Hallelujah. And I ask about role models. Seen a lot of angry people out there. And I'm saying, where's the role models? I see people of all races, of all religions, amen, of all over the world. I see millionaires. I see guys playing basketball, $1 million contracts, playing baseball, playing sports. I see people as doctors. I see people as teachers. How many see them? People, astronauts. I mean, anybody has a dream. That's their dream. Where are these role models? Where are these people going and saying, hey, this is how I made it? Or I ask you the question, these big people as millionaires, did somebody just give it to them? You know, you think of the entertainer you love. You think of the people you see on TV, all the people on with Lady Gaga and all those people. Did somebody just say, hey, here's your money. You're a star. Or did she earn it? Are these people working hard to achieve? Or did somebody just give Michael Jordan $50 million a year because he could put a ball in? Or did he work his way up? Amen. See, what Michael Jordan will tell you, that he had a beginning. He had a father. He had a mother. He got kicked out of the high school. He didn't make his high school basketball team. That made him determined to do better. Amen. He didn't go out and say, oh, injustice, not fair. He worked at it. Amen. I don't know if you ever heard of a guy named Willie Randolph play second base for the New York Yankees. He said if it wasn't for the Con Ed thing in New York City, he never would have made it. But he was determined to get out of where he was. Amen. He wasn't going to let anybody hold him there. He was determined to get out. So he worked at it. Amen. He worked hard and he achieved. He's a millionaire today. There's so many people out there achieving so many things. And I'm saying, where are they? Where are they going and telling these kids what they can make it? That this isn't the answer. Amen. Where are our role models? Hallelujah. We look at the end and demand justice, but we fail when we begin to look at the end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. One line in the Bible. Anybody heard that at all this week on TV? Have you heard it last month? Have you heard it this year? I haven't heard that. Bless those who persecute you and bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. With the who? Do not be wise in your own opinion. His son was beaten. His son was whipped. His son all sort mocked, offended. You people say, I'm offended. Jesus said, they told Jesus, he offended them. And he said, forgive them. He said, forgive them. He said, forgive them. They beat him. He said, forgive them. They whipped him. He said, forgive them. And then we sing, Amazing Grace, how great thou art. Amazing Grace, who saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amen? Amazing Grace. I heard people sing it a few months ago. You want to see Amazing Grace? You want to see it? Look up that church in South Carolina where the most awful things happened. That boy went in there and shot those people. He just murdered those people. Do you hear anything about that for that church? You know, the answer is no. You know why? Because they forgave. They, I wish, would preach to the world today the pain that they felt, and they said, no, if I carry this, if I want my vengeance, it's going to be on me. I want to put it on you. I forgive you. Amazing Grace. You need to forgive those that have come against you. Silly words that they said, silly things that they've done. Tragic things that they've done in your life 25 years ago, 30 years ago. I tell you again, my mother, Bill, when she was mad at you for a long time. To the point where she couldn't even remember half the time why she was mad at you. But she was mad. Amazing Grace starts here. In whose heart? Your heart. I tell you that the hardest thing for my brother Johnny the last few years of his life was the one thing that he said to me one day when he was hurting. He was mad at me. He could never get over the fact that he said, you're not my brother anymore. And I knew that he didn't mean that. And I forgave him like that, amen? But he couldn't get over the fact that he said that to me. And I say to you today, it's easier to forgive somebody than to be the one who needs forgiving. Amen, Miss Pat? It's easier, George, to be the one forgiving. Just, I forgive you. And you let it go. Because the things that you say and do stay here. Amen? And they stay here. And you hurt every time you think that you hurt somebody. And you hurt every time you think you judged somebody. Because you don't have time to judge anybody. We want to live His way. Amen? We want the world to see Him. We want the world to see Him in who? In us. It's the only chance we have. You have it in school. You have it at home. You have it at work. You have it in your relationship. Amen? That's God. That's amazing grace. And we can never fix the problem from the end. You can't fix it there. It's too late. The problem already happened. You have to go back to the beginning and say, where was the guidance? Where was mom and dad? Where were the teachers? Where were the role models? Where were the people to stop this kid from running down the middle of a street with a knife in his head? Who ever thought of that stuff? Amen? And they get mad at that, and they don't see that things happened to get him there. Amen? Or the young boy who had a gun in the playground in Chicago last year, or Cleveland. What made a young 12-year-old walk around with a gun in his hand in a playground? Amen? That's the end. But something happened from the time he was 2 years old till he got to that point. Amen? That's what we need to have the conversation about. Amen? Not revenge now and look what happened. Because he was walking. And suppose, he did have a real gun and he shot some 5-year-old kid and it was your kid. How angry would you be saying, why didn't you do something to stop him? Amen? You need to go back to the beginning. What makes people crazy to attack a police officer, to blow up buildings, to kill people? What makes them like that? It has to go back. You can't fix it from the point that they did it. Amen? You can't fix it. These people over there, they call them these terrorists over there. This is the end. This is their anger now. It's so on fire now that we can't fix that for them. We can go back and try to see what happened, but we can also go back and say we need to stop it. When the flame starts, the spark starts to come up, we need to stop it. That's the lesson we need to learn there. Amen? We need not let the fire burn into a forest fire before somebody says maybe we ought to do something. We need to go back to where? The beginning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Jesus, who's saying this? They need to be saying this in church. This is the first and great commandment. Jesus, don't worry about these 10. He's saying, don't even concern yourself with these. He said, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you love your wife, you love your family, you love your spouses, then you will not have to worry about any of these. Amen? You won't. Oh, they came against me. Good, love them. Prove them wrong. Amen? Don't prove them right by being as angry as they are. Prove them wrong by showing them who. And when you do that, Bill, when you do that, it releases all the anger. It releases all the stress. It releases all the pain that you've been carrying and opens yourself up like a window that you just opened with fresh air. And you say, God, fill me. Show me who I am and make me shine in you. And all of a sudden, everybody else notices. Amen? And you are victorious. In Jesus' name. Give him praise, church. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord. I told my wife, I had so much on this, and I sat down, I said, well, we'll just be a short one because a lot of people aren't here. But once I opened up my notes, I realized I have to preach what God gives me to preach, amen? And so now it's up to you to share with others what we talked about today. It's up to you to tell others to forgive, to forget. It's up to you to stop saying things to the people that you love that hurt them. Stop doing things around the people you love that hurt them. It's up to you to do that or not. But amen, just understand the difference. What happens when you do the other? When you look in the mirror and say, I don't have time for anything else but to love everybody. I don't have time. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't worry about being right. I want to be right with him. I want him to lift me up. Amen. Like I say, when we play songs and I don't have to tell people this is a song I wrote. I want people to tell me, hey, I never heard that song. I like that song. See, and then my wife says, I want you to tell people, but you know why? Because she loves me. And she's proud of me. And she wants people to hear what her husband has songs that I've written. And that makes me proud too. So I'm kind of caught between. But I want to do unto him. And I want people to come up and say, that was a great song. Or that was a great sermon. You talked to me today when I'm not talking to anybody but me. Amen? Because I fall short daily. But when I hear people telling us we need to have a conversation, and the first word doesn't include Jesus, then I think that it just needs to be said. Amen? He loves you. He wants more for you than you have today. Anybody want more than you have today? Truly, anybody does? You think that God doesn't have a job for you? He doesn't have a way for you to get finances? He doesn't have a school for you? He doesn't have a door ready to open for you? He has it all. Amen? You just have to walk with him. Take his hand and believe. Amen? And love one another. Give him praise, church. Come on. He said, forgive them, forgive them, forgive them. And then his son was nailed to a cross. For who? For us. And he did that so that we may be able to join them in the throne room when we pray. In whose name? Jesus' name. So I ask you to use this time Use this time to ask God to forgive you for your iniquities, forgive you for anything you did, all the things you said or done that you just know is not right with Him. And here's the good news. He's forgiven you already. You ask for that forgiveness. Cleanse your heart and your spirit, and you have today to begin the healing. You have today to begin again. The beginning and the end, let today be a new beginning. A new beginning, a new start. That's the way our God works. So beautiful. He took the bread, blessed and broke it, and He told His disciples, "This is my body being torn for you. Do this in remembrance of Him." Thank you, Deacon. Let today be the new start. You have a new notebook, a brand new pencil. You have a brand new slate, clean. Let it be the new start today. Don't carry the burdens of yesterday. Don't carry the worries and the fears. Jesus did this for you, to have this. Let this be the new start, a new beginning. Don't let the word "but" enter in there. Don't let "but you don't understand." Well, let it all go. Let it all go. There's God's way, there's man's way. As Christians, we've chosen God's way. God's way, there's healing. There's peace. There's love. There's forgiveness. There's compassion. There's hope. There's joy. There's strength. Oh, good things. And the cost? Loving His Son. The more you love Jesus, the more you want to know Him. The more you get into the Word of God, the more you want to get into the Word of God. The more you know, the more you want to take from God. Thank you, Lord. If only the world would preach His word today. If they would call people to repent, and they would call people to amazing grace, and they would call people to love their neighbor as themselves, and they would call their people to forgive other people and start from a new beginning, how different the world would be on Monday morning. Hallelujah. This is your new beginning, and it starts each and every day when you wake up with God. Each and every day He loves you. Each and every day you have a new beginning, giving Him more of you, as He gave to us in Jesus' name. Somebody said one time, "Why do we do this every Sunday?" I said, "Because this is the time where you can really get close to God. One-on-one, just you and Him. No matter who's sitting next to you or what you're thinking, right now you can be close to God. Ask Him to forgive you for all the iniquities. Be cleansed to receive the blood of Christ." The Bible says He took the wine, poured it into a cup, and said, blessed it, and said, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins." So you can start the day new. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Deacon Bill. If somebody had been with that 17-year-old boy when he was 5, what kind of difference would that have made? If somebody preached to him about Jesus and love and work and determination and discipline, what difference would that? Somebody had given him guidance, he wouldn't have been there. And the boy in Cleveland and the boy in Missouri, they wouldn't have been there if somebody had given them God in the beginning. Not at the end, but in the beginning, if they really showed them love. They showed them compassion. They gave them the guidance. And there were leaders and preachers stopping them in their tracks every time they turned. Said, "No, be determined to succeed." How different it would be today. Every day I pray that our children see God differently. I pray that they see the way God wants things to be, that they can be strong. Hallelujah. We need to have preachers teaching about amazing grace, not just singing about it. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Say, that's hard, Pastor Larry. Yes, it is. Because it's God's way, not your way. See, your way would be easy, and you would be off with the anger. But God's way says, vengeance is mine. You love your neighbor. And when you think that God doesn't understand, just remember what we did to his son. And how he sat up there, watched every bit of it. Watched every bit of it. His only begotten son, he sent here for us. He understands. He understands the pain, and he wants to take it away. He understands injustice and wants to take it away with a better way. But we must start at the beginning. You start in school, relationship, jobs, whatever you have. Tomorrow is a new beginning with God. With the strength of God. I have a friend who's taking a very, very hard test, a chemistry test that's unbelievably hard. We said, we're going to pray for you. You got to do your study, but we're going to pray for you that when you get that test, God will be with you. And we wait for that testimony. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's a new beginning today. Trust and lean on God in Jesus' name.